This is the European Survey on Language Competences listening test. You will hear all recordings twice. Please look at the first task. You will hear a presentation in which a former scout leader called Frank Johnson is telling a group of students about the scouting organisation. For the next six questions, answer A, B or C. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for this part. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm here to tell you about Scouting, the international youth movement. It may surprise you to know that there are over 30 million Scouts worldwide. Former Scouts include famous names like the footballer David Beckham, the Harry Potter actor Daniel Radcliffe, the cyclist Fausto Coppi, and the singer Elio. So what does that tell you about the scouting movement? Well, you'd be wrong to think that there's such a thing as a typical scout. For example, you may think of scouts as little kids doing activities like sitting around a campfire singing songs. And so you may imagine there's nothing to interest teenagers like you. Actually, scouting involves all sorts of activities. For instance, scouts learn new skills, such as climbing or sailing, get used to working in teams, and lead projects, which often stands them in good stead when they have to make their first job application look more interesting. Scouting isn't only about doing things for your own group. The focus also includes helping local people in need and raising money for international charities, those supporting wildlife, for instance. There are lots of ways, though, of collecting funds, such as organizing a concert with local bands, which can give you a real thrill, although it might be hard work getting your friends to help initially. It's also possible to find new angles on traditional activities. Recently, I visited a scouts group's wilderness workshop. I'd expected to see adult leaders showing teenage scouts how to build a basic shelter, light fires, and other survival techniques. So I was quite taken aback to see the young scouts showing a group of business people how these tasks are done. Talking of adults, one of the things the scouting movement tries to do is persuade more adults to lend a hand. We can always do with help from parents, with organizing events and booking accommodation for trips. Also, it's great if there are specialists in new skills, which can be added to the list. And above all, it's a way to encourage the generations to spend quality time together in different ways. Finally, scouting isn't only about outdoor activities. An international scouting orchestra has been performing in different countries for years. Scouts have also been involved in cultural exchanges and conservation projects. I realize all this may not necessarily be your thing, but I hope you found this brief presentation informative.
Now listen again.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm here to tell you about Scouting, the international youth movement. It may surprise you to know that there are over 30 million Scouts worldwide. Former Scouts include famous names like the footballer David Beckham, the Harry Potter actor Daniel Radcliffe, the cyclist Fausto Coppi, and the singer Elio. So what does that tell you about the Scouting movement? Well, you'd be wrong to think that there's such a thing as a typical Scout. For example, you may think of scouts as little kids doing activities like sitting around a campfire singing songs. And so you may imagine there's nothing to interest teenagers like you. Actually, scouting involves all sorts of activities. For instance, scouts learn new skills, such as climbing or sailing, get used to working in teams, and lead projects, which often stands them in good stead when they have to make their first job application look more interesting. Scouting isn't only about doing things for your own group. The focus also includes helping local people in need and raising money for international charities, those supporting wildlife, for instance. There are lots of ways, though, of collecting funds, such as organizing a concert with local bands, which can give you a real thrill, although it might be hard work getting your friends to help initially. It's also possible to find new angles on traditional activities. Recently, I visited a scouts group's wilderness workshop. I'd expected to see adult leaders showing teenage scouts how to build a basic shelter, light fires, and other survival techniques. So I was quite taken aback to see the young scouts showing a group of business people how these tasks are done. Talking of adults, one of the things the scouting movement tries to do is persuade more adults to lend a hand. We can always do with help from parents, with organizing events and booking accommodation for trips. Also, it's great if there are specialists in new skills, which can be added to the list. And above all, it's a way to encourage the generations to spend quality time together in different ways. Finally, scouting isn't only about outdoor activities. An international scouting orchestra has been performing in different countries for years. Scouts have also been involved in cultural exchanges and conservation projects. I realize all this may not necessarily be your thing, but I hope you've found this brief presentation informative.
You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. That is the end of this task.